Hello, my name is Karen. I'm a caller with National Opinion Service. We're conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you some questions about important issues facing the community and nation. I know it is still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, may I please, what is your age?
74.
Thank you so much. Just be sure that we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Could be lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, gun regulation. You can choose up to 2 choices.
Two, right?
Yes, sir.
Protecting the Democrat institution and climate change.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
It would be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, sir, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More. I have more.
Okay, could be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights from 0 to 100.
I haven't heard of them.
Okay, thank you. What about the NAACP?
The what now?
The NAACP.
What's the last word you're saying?
What is your rate from 0 to 100 to the NAACP?
Oh, 100.
Thank you so much. And what about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero. What about Taylor Swift?
50.
50. Thank you. The next one is the Democratic Party.
75.
Next one is Kamala Harris.
55.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
75.
Thank you. And last one, Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you so much. Now, I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And the first one says, America is on the path to another civil war. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree, sir?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. The next one says, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. You agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality or society.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. The first one says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. That's the statement A. And statement B says, or a school...
I'll go statement B.
Okay. I will read the statement B. Or a school must stage multiple points of view and banning books both limit children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose story is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which these statements do you agree with more?
B.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 means you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, a fair and equitable court system from 0 to 10, how important it is.
10.
Thank you. A strong military.
7.
Thank you. Quality K-12 education.
9.
Thank you. Secure borders.
7.
Thank you. Religious freedom.
10.
Traditional family values.
6.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, and thank you so much for your time. I'm going to review two statements some people have made about on how we can make improvements to the country. You can use an scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you are strongly agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statements at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
10.
Thank you. And the second one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that our parents. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
10.
Thank you so much, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please raise your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election. When 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10, you are extremely motivated, you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Still 10.
Thank you so much. Just a few questions for a statistical purpose. We're almost done, sir. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College graduate degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. We complete the survey. Thank you so much for your time and kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Okay. Bye.
Take care.